2015, and this is our tradition. I'd like to invite everyone to join the mayor and council in reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for the regular session of the council that we had 2 weeks ago on February 23rd.
I'll make the motion.
For the motion to approve the minutes by Councilmember Gouyas, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, all opposed? Okay, let the record show that the vote is 3-0, and we have two council members absent, Councilmember Hall, Councilmember Brittingham. Councilmember Hall is out of town on town business, attending, what is the name of the?
The National League of Cities Conference.
National League of Cities Conference, yeah. So I'm sure she'll give us a lively summary when she gets back.
Good. And next is number two is a request for a special event, Cool Berlin Day on Saturday, April 18th from 1 to 6 p.m. Bobby, are you going to handle that?
I will.
Okay.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I am here to request road closure for the Cool Berlin Day on Saturday, April 18th from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. This event will celebrate the first year anniversary of Berlin's designation of being voted America's Coolest Small Town. There will be food vendors, music, games, contests, and a youth parade.
I'd say the road closure basically is what I call the template that we use for most of the events.
That's correct. It's from Main Street to the top of West to Commerce and Pitt down to Jefferson
and, Broad Street. Is the youth parade the, what I call is the initial beginning of the celebration?
Correct.
Great.
And we have some surprises planned.
Oh, good.
For that day.
Surprises.
We're meeting about it tomorrow.
And I just want to make sure it's clear. We're inviting youth groups that are Berlin-based.
Correct.
Because obviously, we're still a small town.
Yes. Yes.
And we had great participation last year, and hopefully a couple of groups that didn't have enough notice can join us this year.
Hopefully. Yes, Sharon is working on that. She's diligently working on that, actually.
Great. Okay.
Make a motion to approve the event.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Pinnell to approve Cool Berlin Day and the street closing as requested for Saturday, April 18th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Who's doing the Berlin Heritage Festival? Different.
We got a lot of people involved. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, next, item three on the agenda is a request for a special event for the Berlin Heritage Festival. Will you please, everybody?
Just to assist.
Yes.
And also, I have an announcement to make. But before we begin, I'd like to make an announcement. The LESH, the Lower Eastern Shore Heritage Area Council, made a request for nominations for heritage awards, and one of the awards was for the start of a new heritage event, and this event started last year, so I decided to nominate Pat and the Berlin Heritage Festival, and it won. So Pat is going to be honored at the Lower Eastern Shore Area Council luncheon on April 29th.
Excellent.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And I know Pat, this has been an effort that's come from deep from your heart for some time.
Yes.
It took a lot of time.
Yeah.
Last year you pulled it off.
Yeah.
And now we're going to new and better.
I told Ivy if it rains, I'm going to have a temper tantrum. And
we don't watch away.
We'll go somewhere and have a drink.
Yeah. And besides, we have a stormwater utility, yeah. So we can do it. Maybe I don't know if it's all ready. It's good.
We're going to request that the street be closed, and we also are requesting a rain date the next day.
Excellent.
We're going to have a lot of cars, a lot of street scenes, a lot of artisans, and Michael and Ivy have agreed to create a plat where to put them so that they don't congest Jefferson.
Can you kind of give us a little summary, so people kind of know what?
Well, we're celebrating the incorporation of the town of Berlin, 1886-87. It was incorporated actually a few years before they elected the first mayor, and it was run by a committee. And then in 1886-87, they elected the first mayor, who was John Pitts. Actually, we're celebrating that also. We're going to have classic cars. We have Jack Benny's old touring car, and we have a car with a rumble seat, which probably nobody knows what I'm talking about. Do you? I do. I sat in one. Reese Cropper is giving us his 1941 Cadillac. Then we're going to have artisans. We have a lace maker and a quilt maker and rug hooker, so forth, you know. About 15 of them.
Wow.
Yeah, we have some ice cream. Mrs. Holland's going to come and sell cheese. The third thing we're going to do is have street scenes. The street scenes are going to be like in Williamsburg. The first one will be Victorian, and that will have himself the honor, Mayor G. Williams. And he'll be greeting John Pitts, as you did before, and Mrs. Pitts. And the second one will be Edwardian, and we're going to combine Edwardian and Flapper. And the third one will be World War II, and we're going to have Charlie Flagioli singing appropriate songs, you know, Don't Sit Under the Apple Trees over the time. Then we're going to have a montage of music at the end, with Elvis Presley and Bruce Springsteen and something to kind of bring it up to 2015. Oh, and then we're going to have a contest maybe? Yeah, we're going to have a contest.
No, it's not a contest. We're encouraging people to dress up, and if they come in costume, then they get a free gift.
Right.
So in other words, any guest or resident,
anybody.
Everybody's a guest that day. Anybody that dresses up gets a gift from...
Well, if they not
the
everybody.
Excellent.
Everybody who dresses? Because I got about 800 people.
Really?
No. I'm scared.
You had it going,
yeah, you did.
Well, anyway, that's up to Ivy. I'll be glad to do whatever she wants. Do you see a buck past?
Now, is the idea, though, so what I'm saying is that the idea is to dress in a...
We'd like to get as many of the merchants to... You know, you sell things, Mayor Williams, when you're dressed. When you have a costume on, I don't know what it is, but people will buy more, I don't know. Then the last, it is true. Last but not least, certainly, is we're going to have the Pine Toners. They're going to sing from the porch of the Atlantic Hotel.
And the street scenes are going to be in front of the Atlantic Hotel.
Oh, the street scenes are all going to be in front of the Atlantic Hotel because we can't get enough of those things. We have the microphones, but you need things.
Speakers?
Yeah.
Yes.
And we can't get enough of those. So Ivy has some she's bringing to the Hotel, and we're going to have everybody do their little thing out front.
And that's, again, among the many, the very exciting wish list that the strategic planning sessions have. That's one of the things people talk about.
Is that right?
Yeah. And
the,
so,
wireless,
over,
the wireless.
Over, again, we haven't even finished the process, but it's interesting that some people, I mean, not everybody,
yeah,
but some people have to see a need for that.
We've had a lot of people who've shown an interest, like Ann Hillier, in putting it on the Maryland whatever, and Ivy has all these little places she can put things. All the nursing homes know about it and so forth. The only thing we have that I have left to tell you is that there is a bride up at the Calvin B. Taylor, and when she's finished being married, we're going to bring her down. I'm going to see if I can get that carriage to go up and get her.
A newlywed bride.
A newlywed bride, Megan, and we're going to see if she can't have her picture taken in front of both of them, in front of some of the cars. And
love it.
So she's very thrilled about it.
Oh, yeah, that's just wonderful. Perfect combination of our heritage and the future.
Absolutely. The old and the new.
Yeah, excellent. Very tasteful, too. I'm delighted because I can remember, what, about 3 years ago?
Yeah. You appeared in your...
yeah, and you basically outlined the vision.
Yeah.
And
it was so hot that day.
Got the first one under your belt.
Yeah.
That was most important. Learned a lot from that. But this is really complicated.
I learned a lot from this one. I'm not going to do the next one.
Yeah.
Ivy's going to do it.
Yeah, I hear you. Guess who would
write it? I'm too old, Mayor.
No, but that's fantastic. Yeah. Does anybody have any questions for Pat?
No, I think it sounds like a splendid idea. I'd like to make a motion we approve this and move forward with it. This sounds like a lot of fun.
I hope so. I really
I'll
hope
even
so
bring
come.
Somebody with me who may have known the first mayor. So.
we have the mayor's pinky ring. It belongs to Reese Cropper. The John Pitts pinky ring. Yeah.
That's cool.
And we're
going to
put artifacts in all the stores.
That's nice.
Bathing suits from the 30s and whatnot.
And Ivy, you'll work with Pat.
Ivy is wonderful. She deserves a raise right now.
It sounds like a lot to explain, but great, excellent.
All right,
we have a motion by Councilmember Goyas to approve the Berlin Heritage Festival for Saturday, April 25th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in downtown.
Or Sunday.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Congratulations, and we're really looking forward to it.
Thank you.
You know, setting up a rain date might just guarantee you a nice
It won't rain. Good for you. You have more power than I thought.
No, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Okay, thank you.
I take the blame for things that go wrong, but I get them all.
Please don't. Please don't. I've thought of enough of them on my own.
Thanks for the time.
Thank you
very much, Tom.
All right. Next, we have a public hearing on the Arts and Entertainment District redesignation.
Who is going to
coordinate? Ivy's going to coordinate that too? Okay. Hey.
Yeah, okay. You want to join me?
Come on up. Grab a chair.
Here,
I'll let you. When are you gentlemen grab a chair?
Oh, no.
There should be three chairs. There you go. See? Now you can explain to your gentlemen.
Thank you.
Add that to your resume. Thank you. Thank you.
We are here tonight to ask the mayor and council's permission to apply for redesignation for the town of Berlin to be a arts and entertainment district. It's been 10 years since the designation, and we have been informed we need to reapply for the designation to make sure we're still following all the rules. And we are in the process of working on the application now, so just to get a head start. Not as if we were starting on it before we got approval, we just wanted to get a head start. So we're asking for your permission to be able to redesignate the town as an arts entertainment district.
Are the is the district the exact same boundaries as,
yes,
as before? And what is your assessment as the people who, particularly Anya and Robin, where would you say the Arts and Entertainment District is in its hopefully long-term evolution? Because it kind of got off to a spurt, kind of went into a little bit of a swoon, and I'd say in the last 2 or 3 years, it seems like it's gotten into another gear, but I'd like to hear what you all think, because you're the ones making this happen.
Well, I personally think that it's, in the 5 years that I've been here, it's definitely on a building type of platform. But one of the things that we're interested in doing in the future is to expand that area also to include the likes of Burley Oak and out by the chicken plant in the foreseeable future. If that is a town recreation area that could be part of arts and entertainment.
That's like some property.
That makes sense. But what we did find out is that before we apply for the expansion, we have to go through the reapplication process, and that has to be approved.
I'd just like to add that since 2005, when we originally have received the designation as an A&E district, I believe, and I'm sure a lot of you will agree, that a lot of progress has been made in the art field. And especially with an A&E committee, brand new committee, been working very actively with the town of Berlin and with local businesses and merchants to bring more arts into the daily life, and Second Fridays are very active. So I think we are going in the right direction.
Great.
You talk about compliance with rules. Tell me about some of those rules.
Yeah, where do they come from?
Yeah.
It's definitely a state of Maryland. Per their designation, an arts and entertainment district is defined as well, recognized labeled mixed-use area of cities in which there's a high concentration of art and cultural facilities that serve as an anchor attraction. An A&E district are continuous areas that are typically no more than 100 acres, and they can cross jurisdictional boundaries. But the one thing that it really does allow is that for qualified artists who actually either rent or own real property in the Arts and Entertainment District, it allows them to take advantage of tax credits, which are very beneficial to artists and which would in turn attract artists who want to relocate to Berlin because it is designated as an Arts and Entertainment District. But it's definitely, it's all mandated by the state of Maryland.
It's the Department of Business and Economic Development that I think manages the program.
DBED.
Overseas. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Excellent. Yeah, as much as I first want to congratulate you, your predecessors, and all the other folks that you work with on the very significant progress that's been made over the last 10 years, I still think that this is one of the aspects of the community that has the greatest potential for growth and impact economically and culturally of almost anything we do. You've done a great job. Just no means means that anybody hasn't done a great job, but I just think the potential is exciting.
And, we agree.
I just want to be around long enough to not as necessarily as mayor, but I just want to be around long enough to see all those things happen that I think are real. And I think the kinds of the people that it attracts to the community, mm-hmm. they tend to volunteer, they tend to become involved, they tend to shop, and they tend to be just really nice to interact with. So, as much has been done, I think the next 10 years are going to have the potential to be doubly effective.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Does anyone have any questions for these ladies?
No, I would like to see it expanded, though. I agree with you 100%. We need to keep pushing forward on that aspect.
I make a motion to approve the Arts and Entertainment District redesignation.
Okay, we have a motion by Council Member Purnell to approve the redesignation of Berlin Arts and Entertainment District. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We look forward to whatever's next. What's next? I know it'll be interesting and creative and fun.
Thank you.
Okay, number five is a contract with the Department of Agriculture for mosquito control work for the 2015 mosquito season. It's been kind of hard to even imagine that lately. But all in good time.
It's coming.
I,
Right, so this is pretty straightforward. It's the standard contract we enter into in previous years. It's $6,000 for spraying for mosquito abatement. It is a contract that we would have with the Department of Agriculture for that process for the 2015 season.
Is this a limited number of times, or do they just, how do they apply?
There is a set number.
Jane, do you happen to know?
I don't know roughly. I don't know how many times, but I do know in the past we have extended it when we have a very rainy season, and you know, that's indicative of great breeding for mosquitoes, so we would actually extend it if it goes beyond.
And I do remember that because when we had that particularly rainy, stormy summer, I'm going to say 2012.
I think, yes.
You know, it might be all the year or so. But we actually extended it, I think, 6 additional weeks. And everybody worked together. I think it was one of those things where we put up a certain amount and state put up a certain amount. It was not a wrestling match. It was basically, can we all partner together here? And it made a difference because there was another community not too far away where they decided not to, and they did have a real problem temporarily. And quite frankly, we're talking a few hundred dollars.
Yeah, it was very reasonable.
So I just like to put that up that hopefully we won't have it, but there's already a precedent set, and it would obviously come before the full council. But I don't know. I don't know without this kind of program how we'd all live here.
You're
okay. We have a motion to approve the contract with Maryland Department of Agriculture for mosquito control for 2015 in the amount of $6,000. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much. We're going to, this is the proper word, payroll, but to make you think about it. You can take this one over. We're going to table item number 6. And then go straight to number 7, which is a request for a special one-day permit from the Berlin Fire Company Casino Night, which is, I think, an annual event. We have a motion to approve the one-day permit.
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the one-day permit for the Berlin Fire Company's annual Casino Night, which will be Saturday, March 28th. Be easy to remember because it's the last Saturday of the month from 7 to 1 a.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you very much. Next is another special one-day permit from the Berlin Fire Company for what I believe will be their second annual cornhole tournament. And that is on Saturday, April 11th, 2015, from 12 noon to 7 p.m. I have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve the one-day permit for the cornhole tournament from the Berlin Fire Company. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion passes. Next is our departmental reports. First, let's see, Natalie's.
Natalie was able to make it.
Okay, that's all right. Next is Deputy Town Administrator.
The Parks Commission, as well as volunteer folks from around the town, different organizations, are gearing up for Cleanup Day, which is scheduled for April the 11th, and then going into Take Pride in Berlin Week, which is from the 18th to the 25th of April. They will be meeting for the first time tomorrow evening at 5:30.
Great, great. So that's really right on schedule.
Yes.
And what is your hope in terms of turnout? It ranges from what range to what range? On the weather, of course.
It depended on the weather, and it does. This year it's a little bit earlier than it has been previous years, so sometimes that helps before some of the sports activities have really gotten rolling. It's hard to say. It tends to fluctuate from year to year.
Okay.
But we usually, whatever the day show up and get done is what we get done.
As long as everybody has a good time
doing
it. That's good. Excellent. Thank you. And how many years now would you say this has been, roughly?
The cleanup day itself has probably been or more, five or more.
Oh, great.
Probably even closer to a decade.
Yeah, that's, I was kind of leaning that way.
5 to 10.
It's been quite a while.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Next is Work Resources and Public Works Director, Jane Kleiner.
Good evening. In your package, you'll find a PO for the Water Resources Department for A.C. Schulte's. It's for quite a substantial amount, and I wanted to give you a brief explanation of that. It's to rebuild our two spray irrigation pumps at the Liberty Town facility. They are 20-year-old pumps. They're 200 horsepower pumps, so they're very big, and so that contributes to the cost. There were three options. Staff evaluated it. We also called our on-call water and sewer engineers, Davis Bone and Fidel, and their recommendation was to get them rebuilt for that $41,000. Those pumps were also used to transfer the treated effluent from the Liberty Town site to the 5 Mile Branch site. So without them in operation, we're kind of...
The whole site becomes useless.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So, and this is the perfect time because this is out of the heavy spray season. So I just want to explain that. And then also there's a rental pump just in case these pumps don't get completed in time. We have to rent a pump for the interim period while those other pumps are being repaired.
Just so you don't
we
have
just wanted to make, cover all the bases just in case so we have to come before you one more time. Yeah.
It's like having insurance.
Exactly.
If you don't buy it, you need it.
That's right.
Where is this budget?
Pardon me? It absolutely was not. But we there was money left over from capital. We're not going to purchase that tractor that was on the capital so that we can this.
So will you still be within your capital budget?
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, if you haven't noticed too, that this winter and last winter have played havoc on the roads. We have potholes everywhere. So I want you to know that we know they're there. We're out. Right now we're trying to let them dry out a little bit. You'll see some with crushed rock in them until we can get around to doing
I'm not trying to put you on the spot here. Are we talking probably a month before everything gets squared away, assuming reasonable weather? I'm just trying to give people
I would say. I mean, there's some that need much more work than others. Some roads are just all alligator, and they're only going to get worse. They're not on our list to get done this year, but they'll certainly be on my capital budget for next year.
Is that so is that one of the factors that you'll use in the recommendations you'll make about what roads need to be repaved?
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent. If someone from the public has a concern about a pothole and if it's on the list or when it should be repaired, who should they contact?
They can contact myself or Wendell Purnell or Dave Wheaton, anybody in the Public Works Department or myself. Well, worst case, they can just send an email or just call Town Hall. They'll direct it. We have a new phone system that's easy to operate. So.
Excellent.
So you have a problem too, right?
That was a good one.
Sound like you got a new phone.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, it will be. Yes.
I appreciate that. That was very much. And again, I know we've said it before, but all the folks from all the utilities that have pitched in these last 6 weeks, we very much appreciate you.
Thank you. And we do appreciate more eyes out there letting us know. I mean, sometimes Mill Court, I think, down Decatur Street. You know, there's really no reason to go there except for when we're plowing. I was very thankful that somebody let me know that there's some really damaged area in there. And it would have been overlooked otherwise. So
don't be shy, right?
No,
I mean,
absolutely.
Be shy.
Absolutely not.
Excellent. Thank you. Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have a few things to report on. 120 Branch Street, we installed a new underground service for a new house. 416 West Street, we installed a new three-phase service for commercial customers. It's right down at the intersection of West and Buckingham. And then also we had the meter reading re-read. Then also we started replacing a rotten pole at 232 West Street, which we found that during one of the storms. It kind of fell over, so we had to start replacing that. As of today, we also turned off the tree lights for the Christmas lights that were on in the downtown area. We normally do that at the time change. And then also, I've been on the working with vendors and cable manufacturers and transformer manufacturers about ordering the equipment for Cannery Village. That's going to be coming pretty soon. So I want to get a head start on that to get the equipment ready to go, because some of the lead times can be a little long.
So that way you'll be ready when the weather's ready.
That's correct. Yes. And then also the new phone system. The new phone.
Who's responsible for that anyway?
Yeah.
No, the chief. Okay.
Can't you tell him this and more here? thanks. We ended up replacing the phones here at Town Hall with the new phone system. They ported the numbers over, and we've had a few glitches with, like, the the main line coming in and things like that, but we're getting them ironed out. We've had two or three issues so far, and we're trying to get it straightened out.
Have you been satisfied with the response? In terms of...
Sometimes it's okay, and sometimes it can be a little hard.
All I do is suggest that, when this whole process is over, is to sit down with the vendor and give the group, an honest critique, because obviously we're hoping to work together for a long time, and I know if people don't tell us when things are not right, we can't make them better.
That's correct.
And I would encourage you to do the same in the spirit of a ongoing partnership. Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Police Chief Arnold Downing.
Good evening, everyone. We'd like to first thank everyone for the kind words, the cards, and the prayers in the passing of a retired PFC Leon Phillips. He's also the son of Chief Michael Phillips of Fruitland Police Department. His funeral was on Friday, so again, continue to keep the family in prayer, and thank you for all the support. We also like to go ahead and thank all the downtown businesses for their cooperation and assistance, or those that were actually in operation during the actual evacuation and bomb threat situation on Friday evening. Again, knowing and that they're having great partners in the community really help us do our job, and we say thank you to them publicly.
Thank you. Next is Planning Director Dave Englehart.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just briefly, this past Wednesday, Historic District Commission met. It was just one item on their agenda. They approved replacement signage for the Claudia Nichols, the State Farm agent on 29 Broad Street. It was just pretty much sign for sign, just new ones, freshen those up. This past Wednesday, we met with our building inspectors, two of the gentlemen from MDIA, who do our normal building inspectors, and we toured the Tyson plant just to have a general look at it and see what issues might be there. It wasn't very detailed or specific what we got back. There's some condition issues that would have to be addressed in a really complete technical way to see if what costs might be associated there, what would have to go, and what could stay.
Is a fair summary saying that there's plenty of work to do, but it didn't scare you to death?
It would depend on
layman's understanding of without all the technical stuff.
There's quite a lot of square footage there, so it would depend on the usage. There's areas there that don't need too much, but there's other areas that would, anywhere there's metal roof, it would need to be replaced.
Okay.
Concrete roof, not so much, and there's a lot of that. Wiring, plumbing and mechanicals, HVAC. It's been sitting quite a while, so all that would need redoing. So it would depend on how much of the building would be repurposed or not.
And for what purpose,
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And this coming Wednesday night on the 11th, we have a planning commission meeting, and we will have another presentation by the Oxford Chase developers who are looking at Dollar General. So we'll see where that goes.
Okay.
And we had this past week... Jeff Fleetwood's been spearheading our Sustainable Maryland recertification process. We had a good meeting for that. Jane's been attending, Ivy, and a lot of stakeholders from town. I think we made some good progress with that.
Great. Is it, you feel like it's on schedule? It's
oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think this past meeting did a lot for it.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
We identified all the points, I think.
So. Excellent. Because I know that means a lot, I think, to a lot of people. I mean, and certainly, I'm glad there is a recertification. It kind of holds their feet to the fire to not rest on their laurels, no matter what they may be.
I think we got a lot of good ideas that we hadn't thought of before or in the first go-round.
Okay, just make sure you bring them up during the budget. The budgeting session is for a purpose. Okay, good. Thank you. Next is Human Resources Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a caveat with what Dave said in the Green Team meeting that we had last week. What we actually did to educate the Council Mayor, we got the to-do list, if you will, and now we've made assignments. So now folks have something tangible that they can touch, research, and then now start feeding the information, and then we can get it all to the folks at Maryland Sustainable. That's where we're at on that. And what I'd like to do as well over the course of the last 2 weeks, we've had that stuff, as Tim would call snow, that comes down from the sky. But the thing that I'd say on record in this open forum to every department that's here that had people here, whether it was in the morning, whether it was night, whether it was the weekend, I can tell you all, as peers of mine, that not once, and this includes, I'm talking the police department, everybody that was working during those events, not once did I hear a complaint from an employee who was out, whether they were out in the cold pushing snow, whether they were out pulling somebody out of a ditch, not once did I hear a complaint. So my hat's off to the employees for that. This week and next week I have various sessions with representatives from the Lennox Smith Cropper Dealing, getting closer and closer. I don't have a number I'm going to give you. I mean, I can tell you we have a, you know, a huge increase, but I truly don't know. So do I expect an increase this year in health benefits? I do. To what degree? I don't know. But I should know more, hopefully by the end of March or point of this March.
That's good. Okay. All right. That's fine. It certainly is to be expected based on everything else that's going on in the country. Okay. Next is Economic and Community Development Director Ivy Wells.
Good evening again.
What's your name again?
Just briefly, I just wanted to let everyone know that I did finish the website. It's 90% done, so it is at the designers now getting ready. And this is the Berlin Main Street website, not the Town of Berlin website. So it's going to be the BerlinMainStreet.com website. It's going to look nice. I've also completed a first draft of an MHT, which stands for Maryland Historical Trust grant, to our walking tour map and our downtown retail map is slightly outdated, and we need to have it redone. So I'm applying for grant money for that and to also have a downtown Berlin walking tour app.
What is your target date? Because I've both read and heard that we'll be having a new restaurant sometime in April, basically.
This is not till the middle of the summer, probably.
All right. So is that when all that will be replaced, the current maps and that kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll use up what we got.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. This is for some months from now.
Okay.
I'm not trying to do everything all at once.
No, that's fine. I'm just trying to get a feel.
Yes. And let's see. Been working with the Chamber on their events, the Spring Celebration, which is going to be an Alice in Wonderland theme.
Excellent.
Working with Jeff and with the rest of the crew for the Sustainable Maryland redesignation. And I also wanted to make two announcements. There's going to be a virtual ghost tour on this Friday night at the Atlantic Hotel. It includes a three-course dinner. It's $59, and Mindy Burgoyne will be there telling the ghost stories from the book that she has written. And a lot of people aren't mobile. They can't walk around, so it's going to be a night of dinner and storytelling. And I know that they have some reservations left, so if you'd like to make a reservation, call Angela at the Atlantic Hotel. And then Friday night is also the second Friday art stroll, and it's also Student Art Month, so in a variety of the shop windows, there's art from the elementary school students, and also in the visitor center, there's art from the students. And then also I'd like to extend a thank you to Mayor G for inviting me to the Revitalizing Downtown workshop this Friday in Silver Spring with previous Governor Paris Lundenning. So thank you for that. That's where I'll be on Friday.
I think you'll find there are a lot of really cool contacts from all over the state, and they're all very energized, and it's very interesting. All the information and advice is free. But it's much more valuable than that. So I think you're
really thank you.
Be a good group to get to know, and I've been very pleased. I've been able to attend about three different events over the last year and a half, and all of them have been they're in our sweet spot about towns that are making changes to adapt to the 21st century, and in all respects, not just infrastructure and things, but certainly that into it too. So it'll be very interesting to see how this one they specifically wanted us to attend because the emphasis is about downtown revitalization. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's any surprise that Berlin is now considered a model for many communities, both certainly in the state and even out of the state. So we have more work to do. Okay, but thank you. Alrighty, now we have the town administrator's report.
Yes, I'm happy to report that the strategic planning meetings, the community report, based on the four meetings we had in different districts, will be ready tomorrow. So we'll be sending that report out via email to those folks that attended those meetings and gave us their email addresses, and hard copy for those folks that just gave us their mailing addresses. So that will go out. Tomorrow morning, we'll also send that out to staff and the council in advance of the wrap-up sessions we're having on Wednesday and Thursday with Christine Becker, the facilitator.
Great. I'm looking forward to that very much.
Yeah, it should be good. And so I'll go ahead and go through the purchase orders. Purchase order number 2034 in the amount of $1,200 to NDDC Utility Association for missed utility fee to be distributed amongst four departments. Purchase order number 2047 in the amount of $3,874 to Hatch Company for replacement of dissolved oxygen probe. Purchase order number 2077 in the amount of $8,343 to Xylem, is that how you say that, Jane? Mm-hmm. Xylem Dewatering Solutions for rental of pump. And purchase order number 2078, there's a typo in the last one, is 2078 in the amount of $41,750 to AC Schultz of Delaware Incorporated to rebuild two spray irrigation pumps. Those last two were the ones that Jane had mentioned, not the rental and the rebuilding purchase orders.
Does any member of the council have any questions regarding any of the four proposed purchase orders?
Just a quick question. You said the rental may or may not be used?
Right now, okay. Yes.
Well, then I'll make a motion that we approve all of the four purchase orders.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Goyas to approve all four purchase orders proposed by the town administrator. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Passes 3-0. I don't have any comments. Does anyone in the council have any comments?
Real quick. You said, what was the URL that you had, Ivy?
Pardon?
The URL for the main street.
BerlinMainStreet.com.
BerlinMainStreet.com. Thank you. No, that's it?
Thank you. It's not done yet.
Got a preview?
Not yet.
Okay. I got a microphone, so I got a
chance to talk.
I just have... Alroy has asked me to share that his away tonight, not at the meeting, supported his grandson who plays basketball for Y High. And it seems that Y High has won the regional championship by defeating Harford Technical High School, and they played in Bel Air.
Excellent. Excellent. Fantastic. If you don't mind, send him our congratulations and tell him we assume he stayed off the court.
He'll appreciate that. I remember when he could be on the court. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Excellent. That's wonderful news.
And that, I tell you, if there's a reason this meeting is support family, that's
yeah.
Yeah, one thing I went and looked, and I consistently go and check electric rates and how Berlin compared to all the other towns and everything else. And today when I went and looked at it again, Berlin has got the cheapest per kilowatt hour rate. Top tank, Delmar Power, we are the cheapest. And the press needs to get that out because I keep hearing from so many people, oh, Berlin utility rates are too high. And it's just not true. And I don't know what we got to do to change that mindset of everybody, but we are inexpensive and cool.
It is interesting.
Thank you, Josh.
For the record, we were the highest in this region, and gosh, probably the East Coast, 7 years ago.
2008. Yeah.
And that's when we began the aggressive tackling of the issue and hired Booth and Associates and started using them as consultants. And I don't think we're done yet trying to reduce the power. And that's something else to think about. Maybe communities, maybe there's graph, something that can be attributable that is not something we make up, but something that can show what the trend has been, where we are, and then if we have any information about where we'll be in with our new contract.
Right, that does come up.
And of course, we'll put it on the website.
Yeah.
and one thing, I would really encourage people, go to the website. If you see something, if you're looking for something you think should be there, just send an email in and let us know. We want information to be easy and available. But when you're busy doing the things we're trying to do, you sometimes don't have the time to think about every possible way to get all the information out. So, and obviously we depend primarily on our print media, which is very strong for a small town. But we certainly want to supplement that with whatever you need to know. Just let us know. We'll try to find a way.
We're still doing energy audits, and I think a lot of people have forgotten that.
For free.
And when I mentioned somebody, my heat, my electric bill was this high, I was like, well, have you had an energy audit done? They're like, no. I'm like, well, why not? Then you'll know exactly what you can do to tighten up your house and
figure it out. The bills go out tomorrow for the month of February.
I think they went.
They went out today. We'll start getting calls here because this has been a really great month.
Mm-hmm.
That's normally when I start getting the calls because the bills go up because of heating.
And if I under the correct impression that after you've had the energy audit, obviously you get a credit.
That's correct.
But that you don't have to do everything at once. In other words, if you can do something maybe in the spring, maybe something the next spring or whatever until eventually you're being energy efficient.
That's correct.
I think that's another thing too, because some people may be intimidated by thinking they have to spend thousands of dollars all at once, or maybe, just making, maybe replacing a really, what is it called? Window that's letting in all kinds of air. Take one thing at a time.
I would say probably in the past 4 months, I've done probably four or five. At least once a month.
I just wanted to add to what Troy said about the rates. Now, the positive reduction in our rates is not just a happenstance, and it's not magic. It has come about because I think the leadership of our mayor, the support of the council, and the skill and hard work of our staff. So I think those are three items that folks need to know, that this reduction was not magic, but it was purposeful by our efforts.
Does anyone who's with us tonight or who's left have any comments, questions, or anything you'd like to present to the council? Does any member of the press have any questions or comments?
Move to adjourn.
Okay, we stand adjourned.
Hey, Troy.
Thank you.